With KAZU News, I'm Jeremiah Edding. For decades, water managers have sought ways to bolster the Monterey Peninsula's water supply. One idea is to build a plant that would desalt ocean water and make it drinkable. As KAZU's Jonathan Linden reports, the much-debated plan just cleared a major hurdle, but still faces uncertainty.
The private utility company California American Water first proposed a desalination plant 9 years ago. CalAM is one of KAZU's many business supporters. Earlier this month, the California Coastal Commission approved the permit for the plant. The commission had initially rejected CalAM's plans back in 2020. Josh Stratton is a spokesperson for the water company.
So we're really excited that we're finally at the point where we got past the Coastal Commission, and next steps are really primarily ministerial permitting issues.
Now Stratton says the project should be completed within 5 years, but opponents say not so fast. Dave Stolt is the general manager of the Monterey Peninsula Water Management District.
The Coastal Commission's decision, is heavily conditioned.
Conditioned, meaning there are still a lot of requirements that CalAM will have to meet before construction begins. Stolt says that includes obtaining even more permits and dealing with potential lawsuits.
So you wrap all those up together, that's about 27 different things that have to happen.
All of which could slow down or halt progress. And that means, even with the approval from the Coastal Commission, CalAM's desal plan still faces future challenges. Jonathan Linden, KAZU News.